We are Quixie 98.3, and you're listening to Praise and Shine. And our devotional this morning is about circumstances. So let me start with this. It was 1985. Anthony Ray Hinton was charged with the murders of two restaurant managers. It was a setup. He had been miles away when the crimes happened, but he was found guilty and sentenced to death. At the trial, Ray forgave those who lied about him, adding that he still had joy despite this injustice. He said, "After my death, I'm going to heaven." He said, "Where are you going?" Life on death row was hard for Ray. Prison lights flickered whenever the electric chair was used for others, a grim reminder of what lay ahead. Ray passed a lie detector test, but the results were ignored, one of many injustices he faced getting his case reheard. Finally, on Good Friday in 2015, Ray's conviction was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. He had been on death row for nearly 30 years. His life is a testament to the reality of God. Because of his faith in Jesus, Ray had a hope beyond his trials and experienced supernatural joy in the face of injustice. "This joy that I have," Ray said after his release, "they couldn't ever take that away in prison." Such joy proved his faith to be genuine. The point of sharing the details of this particular story illustrates clearly and points us to God, who exists even though he's unseen, and God's ready to sustain us in our own ordeals, whatever they are, such as what's happening currently in regard to the pandemic and how people everywhere are affected. Our Father God, the God of all hope, in the name of Jesus, fills us with his joy and peace as we trust in him despite our circumstances. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe. Be well. God bless.